don't know.
Judy?
Good evening.
Good evening.
Please join me in saying hello. Anna Bekoach, Gedulat Shemincha, Tati, Terura. Alephet Gimel Yutat Zadi, Kabir Rinat, Amcha Sagvenu, Taharenu, No. Freshayan Sintet Nun Nagibor Dorshe Chudcha Kevavat Shamrem Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kafshin Barhem Tacharem Rachame Sitkatcha Tamid Gamlem Yetet Reish Sadi Taf Kimmel Chasin Kadosh Berov Tuvcha Nael Adatach Et Kufbet Tet Unayan Yachid Geyeh Lamcha Penei Zokre Kiddushatah Yud Gimel Lamed, Pei Zayin Kuf. Shavatenu Kabel, Ushma Tziyakatenu, Yodea Tazumot, Shin Kufav, Tzadi Yud Tav. We brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohewahe, Adonai Yohewahe, El Rachum V'chanun, Erech Apayim, V'rav Chesed V'Emet, Notzer chesed la'alachim, noseyawon wafesha, v'chata'av v'nakei. We will now connect to the energy of certainty, utilizing a verse from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar from Parasha Yitro. It's Pasuk 29. We'll start with the L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud Kud Shabar Yehu Ishkin Te Bit Kilu Urchimu Kilu Kilu Urchimu Le'ahta L'shem Yud He Bavav He V'yehuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah Lasok Torah Mitzvah V'yehi Noam Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Kanenei Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Kanenei Pasuk 29. Rabbi Abba Amar Beka Matar Tane Nandukucha Berichu Koma Deaved Leela Witata Kolai Hu Kishot Yovada idikshot, v'leid lach mila b'alma, v'vaye barnash, l'dach yaleya mineya ulan haga, v'ya kalana tehakulu ovada, idikshot inun v'kola yisdirich, b'alma. The energy of this year, 5780. On the revealed energy aspects, connects to the word compensate. And on the concealed energy aspect, it connects to the word shefa, which is the flow of God's goodness into the world. The way we reveal the Shefa and connect it to the compensation is by studying various verses from the Tanakh that connects to this energy. Tonight we are studying Exodus chapter 9, verse 31. Wahapishta vihashara nukata ki ashra aviv vihapishta ki val. The translation of this verse: and the flax and the barley were smitten, for the barley was in the ear, and the locust was upon the flax. And this verse connects to both the year 5780 and the year 5785. The year 5774 connects to peace in the Middle East. There's one verse in the Tanakh that we study that connects to this energy. It's 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Utam timakom le'ami le'Yisrael undati v'shakan tahtav v'lo yirgaz. Od lilo yosifu vene avlala anoto ka asher barishona. We will now connect to the 72 names of God, utilizing the tool of saying each letter out loud with its root vowel in sequence. Wahe wa yo la yo so ya sa yo te ala me me he shi la la he a ka he ta he za yo ala da la a wa he he ya yo za la me be he he re yo he ko me la a wa ka la yo la yo. La wa wa pe he la, nu la ha yo yo yo, me la he 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 wa, nu ta he he ya a yo re ta shi a he, re yo yo a wa me la ka be wa shi re, yo he wa la he he ka wa ko me nu da. Anu yo he ame re he a yo yo za he 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 me yo ha wa wa la yo la he sa a la re yo a shi la me yo he wa he wa da nu yo he he shi ame me nu nu a nu yo ta me be he pe wa yo. Nu me me yo yo la he re he me ta re. Wa me ve yo he he a nu wa me he yo. Ta me nu be me nu ko a yo a he be wa. Re a he yo be be he yo yo me wa me. We'll now connect to the 72 names that were revealed by the Tzaddikim, utilizing the same tool. Wa 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 yo 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 sa be te a a me me be shi la yo he anu a ka me ta he he yo anu da la he wa he me a. Yo ta la me re he he yo yo he me me la wa wa ka be yo la yo wa pe nu la nu me ha yo he yo me nu he 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 wa Nu yo hey hey she ah yo re ta she ah hey re la yo awa me la yo be me wa he re yo yo wa la he he ka a ko me nu da anu yo he a he wa me re he ah yo he za hey she hey me ka ka wa wa la yo yo hey. Sa ala are yo a ala meta he. Wa he wa da la yo he yo shi ala me. Nu he a nu wa ta me la he he a yo. Nu ko me yo re la he be he me za re. Wa he be yo a he ala wa me za yo. La he be me ka ko a la a he he wa. Re la he yo yo me he la yo me he me. The Sadduqim who left this day, the 27th day, the 28th day of Cheshvan. Rabbeinu Yonah ben Avraham of Gerondi. Rabbi Zeb Wold, Rabbi Eliezer Lieber of Berdichev, Rabbi Shalom Elson, and Rabbi Gabriel Noach and Rifki Holtzberg. This is a rabbinical couple that was serving as the shliachs in Mumbai when the incident took place there on the 28th of Cheshvan. Their son is being raised in the land of Israel now. And speaking of that attack in Mumbai, we're now connecting to the battle prayer of the children of Israel. Yirmiyahu l'man shimcha ha-kadosh v'hatahor ha-yotza mi-ha-pasuk he-yilahem lahem v'atem taharishun shi-taitan v'cha-elinu Shomre Amcha Yisrael Koach V'chatzlacha V'netzach V'kol anin Bein b'dibur Bein b'chachma Bein b'kol Mereva U'din V'yichiu Tivre ha-chakamachetam nishmaim be'ani kol adam ve'lo yekol shom adam la'amod k'negdam b'shum tivarko b'koach ha-shem ha-zem ma'choro Shehu ze yud ke vav ke Yitem ata Ve'ach hamri Yekesh l'la'u Chaman. The Ani Meditation, Malchut. Yo ahe ni wa yo he, yo ahe ni wa yo he, yo ahe ni wa yo he, Yesod. Yo ahu ni wu yo hu, yo ahu ni wu yo hu, ahu ni wu yahu. Hu ahu ni wu yahu. Hu ahu ni wu yahu. Netzach. Yahi ni wu yahi. Yahi ni wu yahi. Yahi ni wu yahi. Tiferet. Yo aho ni wo yo ho. Yo aho ni wo yo ho. Yo aho ni wo yo ho. Chesed. Yeah, ni wo yo he. Yeah, ni wo yo he. Yeah, ni wo yo he. Bina. Gevura, actually. Yoach, niwi yoch. Yoach, niwi yoch. Yoach, niwi yoch. Chesed. Yoach, niwi yoche. Yoach, niwi yoche. Yoach, niwi yoche. Bina. Yoach, Yaha niwa yoha. Yaha niwa yoha. Yaha niwa yoha. And the Keter. Yaha niwa yoha. Yaha niwa yoha. Yaha niwa yoha. We'll now connect to the Shema Yisrael. Please cover your eyes. Lean slightly to the left as we say together. Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Utterances. Vaydaber Elohim et kol hadivarim ha'ele lemor anochi ha'ashem Elohecha asher otzeiti cha Meretz Mitzrayim mibet avadim lo yihye lecha Elohim acherim al panai lo taaseh lecha Pesel v'kol temuna asher b'shamayim mima'al v'asher ba'aretz mitachat Vasher b'mayim b'tachat la'aretz lo tishtachaveh lachem v'lo tavdem ki anochi Hashem Elohecha Elkana boked avon avot al banim al shileishim We all rebaim v'shonei v'yoseh chesed la'alafim la'ohavai u'shomrei mitzvotai lo tisa et shem Hashem Elohecha la'ashav ki lo yinakeh Hashem Et asher yisa et shemo lashav Zachor et Yom HaShabbat, Lekod et Kadsho, Sheshet Yamim, Tavod ve'asita, Kol Melachtecha, V'yom HaShvi'i, Shabbat LaShem Elohecha, Lo Taseh Kol Melacha, Ata Uvincha, Uvitecha, Avdecha V'amatcha, Uvhemtecha, Uvegercha, Asher Bisharecha, Ki sheshet yamim asa Hashem et ha-shamayim v'et ha-aretz, et ha-yam v'et kol asher bam v'yanach v'yom ha-shvi'i. Al kein berach Hashem et yom ha-shabbat v'yikad shehu. Kabed et avicha Yet imecha leman yarikun yamecha al ha'adama asher Hashem Elohecha noten lach lo tirzach lo tinaf lo tigno lo tinakane b'rayacha ad sheker lo tachmot Et re'echa, lo tachmod eishet, re'echa v'yavado, v'yamato v'shoro, v'chamoro v'kol asher l're'echa. The Ma Meditation. Yud, Yud Hey, Yud Hey Wav, Yud Hey Wav Hey, Yud, Yud Hey, Yud Hey Wav, Yud Hey Wav Hey, Yud, Yud Hey, Yud Hey Wav, Yud Hey Wav Hey, Yud. Yud hey, Yud hey wav, Yud hey wav, wav hey. Yud, Yud hey, Yud hey wav, Yud hey wav hey. Today's class is. Well, we'll do the abridged Kaddish to rise to the level of our class. Yid Kadal Yid Kadash Shemei Rabbah. Then we all say Amen. V'alma Divra Kirute V'yam Lich Malchute B'chayechon V'yomechon U'v'chaye V'kol Beit Yisrael Ba'agala U'vizman Kariv Yitbarach v'yishtabach v'yitbar v'yitromam v'yitnaseh v'yitadar v'yitaleh v'yitalal Shemei l'kudsha v'elamin kol birkata v'shirata tushbechata v'nechemata da'amiran v'yalma Yehei shlama rabba min shamaya V'chaim aleinu v'al kol Yisrael v'imru amen. Ose shalom b'imromav U'yase shalom aleinu v'al kol Yisrael v'imru amen. Our class tonight is the writings of the Ari. We can find the handout on the Revealed Wisdom page, Matrix. That will be in row 8, I believe, of the Revealed Wisdom Matrix, the right-hand column. By mistake, the second column from the left. When the landing page opens up, scroll down to Parasha Toldot. There are three links. The first link is what we will do tonight, the Fathers of Good and Evil. And we will start with a L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud Kudsha Barichu Ishkinte Bid Kilu Urchimu Ud Kilu Ud Kilu Urchimu L'yakta L'shem Yudhei Bavavhei V'yichuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La'asok Torah Mitzvah V'yihino Am Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Ma'asei Yadeinu Kanonei Aleinu Ma'asei Yadeinu Kanoneihu. The evil offspring of Abraham and Isaac all play a role in the rectification of humankind. This parasha contains the story of how Isaac, when he was old, wished to bless his son Esau, and how his wife Rebekah tricked him into blessing Jacob instead. When Isaac was old and his eyesight failing, he called Esau, his elder son, and said to him, "My son." And he answered him, "I am here." He said, "Look, I have now grown old, so now please go out to the field and catch some game for me. Prepare it for me as delicacies in a way I like, so my soul may bless you before I die." Rebekah was listening while Isaac was speaking to Esau. Esau went off to catch some game. Rebekah told Jacob, her son, "I have just heard your father speaking to Esau, your brother. So now, my son, listen to me, to what I command you. Go now to the flock and take two of my choice kid goats, and I will prepare them as delicacies for your father in a way that he likes, so that he may bless you before his death." Jacob said to Rebekah, his mother, "Maybe my father will consider me an impostor, and then I shall bring a curse upon myself and not a blessing." His mother said to him, "Let your curse be upon me, my son. Only listen to me and go take from my goats." The allegorical explanation of this is as follows. When Adam and Eve sinned in order to be rectified, they were reincarnated into the three patriarchs and the three matriarchs. The sin of the tree of knowledge of good and evil comprised the three cardinal sins that a Jew is commanded to lay down his life rather than transgress: idolatry, murder, and infidelity. Did you notice the error in the previous paragraph? There are three patriarchs, but are there not four matriarchs? But let's read on to see if there truly is a sin. Truly is a mistake. Abraham rectified the sin of idolatry when he was thrown into the fiery furnace in Ur, as it is written, "And you shall burn their Asherah trees in fire." The Asherah tree was an idol. We see here that the destruction of idolatry is by fire. And Abraham submitted to the fire rather than serve idols. He thus rectified this aspect of Adam's sin. Abraham was not subjected to this ordeal because of himself, but rather because of the spark of Ishmael that was still present within him. This is the mystical meaning of our sages saying, "The righteous are caught in the sin of the generation." A righteous individual may have to suffer because he hosts a pernicious presence within. This saying of our sages explains why the righteous are sometimes seen to suffer Sometimes it is simply because of their generation needs to be rectified for some general sin, and then being part of this generation are considered guilty by association. Evidently, this means that they failed to exert the influence they could have to keep their contemporaries from sinning, opting instead to tolerate the generation's sin and concentration on their own spirituality. Mystically, this refers to the fact that a righteous individual may have to suffer because he hosts or tolerates a pernicious presence within him. I am adding, all Sadikim have students or and people who the spiritual system puts these people under the umbrella of the light of that Sadiq. This helps to understand this phrase, pernicious presence within. Thus, when Ishmael issued from Abraham's body, he revealed his true nature, as it is written. And Sarah saw that the son of Hagar, the Egyptian, was making sport. Our sages said that this means that he was serving idols. When Abraham saw that Ishmael was wicked and had incurred the death penalty for serving idols, he prayed, "If only Ishmael would live before you, he would repent." And so it was that Ishmael indeed repented, as is known. Subsequently, the spark of goodness present in Ishmael issued from him as Yitro, the Ishmaelite, who married the daughter of Nahash. Understand this. King David was challenged by his son Absalom. Absalom appointed Amasa over the army in place of Joab. Amasa was a son of a man named Yitro, the Ishmaelite, who consorted with Abigail, the daughter of Nahash, the sister of Joab's mother, Tsruiah. Tsruiah and Abigail were David's sisters. So Amasa was his nephew through Abigail, and Nahash was evidently another name for David's father, Jesse. Yitro is also called Yeter, the Ishmaelite, for although Jewish, he lived in the land of the Ishmaelites, which is why they called him the Ishmaelite, why they called him the Israelite. Abraham then had Isaac, who was his good spark, but present with him was a spark of murder. He therefore laid down his life as a burnt offering upon the altar to be slaughtered, since this murderous spark was not his sin, but that of someone else, dormant within him. He was spared, and a ram was offered in his stead. Afterwards, this evil impurity issued from him as Esau. Isaac too wanted to bless this son, his son Esau, and therefore caused him to repent and be as righteous as Jacob. Since Adam had been cursed because of Eve, the blessings were given to Jacob through the efforts of his mother, Rebekah, who was a reincarnation of Eve. A conduit of blessing, Rebekah rectified the sin of Eve, who had brought a curse upon the world. By being a conduit of blessing, Rebekah rectified the sin of Eve, who had brought a curse upon the world. They, the blessings, were not transmitted to him by his father Isaac, for Isaac thought that Jacob had not yet rectified reality. And it is known that when this one falls, the other one rises. Therefore, Isaac reasoned that Esau, the personification of the snake, was fit to receive the blessings. Since in Isaac's eyes, Jacob had not done his job rectifying reality, he was in a low state. And therefore Esau, his nemesis, was in an exalted state, fit to receive and capitalize on the blessings. Esau is a reincarnation of Cain. Esau, after all, is a reincarnation of Cain, and that is why Cain killed his brother Abel with his mouth, as is known. He bit him profusely, not knowing where his soul would leave him. Esau is the image of a wild man whose game was in his mouth. This was the meaning of the verse. He called Esau his older son. Esau was like the older of the original brothers, Cain. And he said to him, "My son," this means you are the reincarnation of Cain, the son of Adam. And he answered him, "I am here. Yes, I am." He then commanded him to bring him game, for just as Cain took the untamed land, while Abel pastured the domesticated flocks, Esau likewise was a hunter, a man of the field. He therefore spent his time in the fields killing, as did Cain. And since Cain came from the impurity of the snake who had raped Eve, which caused Adam to eat from the tree of knowledge of good and evil, tasting two flavors, good and evil, Isaac therefore commanded Esau to make him delicacies, in the plural, implying two flavors. Just as Adam hungered for two flavors, make me a dish of two flavors, good and evil. Isaac was attempting to have Esau rectify the murder aspect of Adam's sin. Thus, Isaac was attempting to have Esau rectify the murder aspect of Adam's sin by having him bring him a two-flavored dish, acquired by killing. Isaac's eating the two-flavored dish for positive purposes. To bless Esau and thus continue the line of Abraham and the work of rectifying the world would rectify Adam's eating a two-flavored dish for negative motives. It is an accepted principle of biblical exegesis that whatever the Torah uses the plural, it means two of the referent. This is so because we assume the biblical text intends to be explicit rather than vague, and the minimum of a plural can imply is two. For Isaac is thought that the world had not yet been rectified, as stated above. Jacob also thought that the sin of Adam had not yet been rectified. Therefore, he reasoned if he tricked his father, he would be adding iniquity to the existing an unrectified sin of Adam. He was afraid this would bring a curse upon him, the opposite of what the blessing would bring upon him, the rectification of Adam's curse. This is the meaning of what Jacob said, "And I will bring upon myself a curse, not a blessing." Rebecca was saying, "I in my incarnation as Eve caused Adam to be cursed. I am now rectifying this." His mother then told him that the time had come to rectify this aspect of the sin of Adam. She therefore told him, "Listen to my voice." In so doing, she was rectifying Adam's sin of listening to his wife, as it is written. And to Adam, God said, "Since you listened to the voice of your wife." Adam sinned by listening to his wife for improper purposes. By having her son listen to her for proper purposes, Rebecca sought to rectify this aspect of Adam's sin. In this context, Rebecca's words, "Upon me be your curse, my son," mean the curse you suffered in Adam's time is my fault. "I, in my incarnation as Eve, caused Adam to be cursed. I am now rectifying this." This also explains why she continues, "Only listen to my voice." The word "only" limits her words, implying that this time you should listen, while last time you should not have. because this was listening for bad purposes. And because of the sin of Adam was that, Eve was squeezed grapes and gave him to drink. Bereshit Rabbah. So too here. Jacob brought Isaac wine and he drank. This was real wine, not one day old grape juice with its dregs. He who understands will understand all this at length. Copied I, Rav Shmuel Vital, copied this from the book of Etz HaDa'at that Rabbi Chaim Vital wrote. And that is the end of our class tonight. Does anyone have any questions? Tomorrow, we're going to continue reading from the Ari at this location, the Dew of Mount Hermon. I'm doing that rather than the Tikkuni Zohar is because I think it's important that we make the connection to this particular essay. Shalom, everyone. Reminding you that there's a Rosh Chodesh connection Thanksgiving night, Thursday night at 10 p.m. Shavua Tov. Shalom Gadol.
Shalom Gadol. Thank you.
Thank you.
Shalom. Thank you.